From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the White House on Thursday, President Obama said he will adjust the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan scheduled for next year as the Taliban makes gains there that the U.S. was not anticipating.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow Afghanistan to be used as safe haven for terrorists to attack our nation again. Our forces therefore remain engaged in two narrow but critical missions: training Afghan forces and supporting counterterrorism operations against the remnants of Al-Qaeda.
Mr. Obama said he will maintain the current number of troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016 and draw down the numbers to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered, to Syrian Arab forces. French news agency quoting a U.S. defense official Thursday saying, "The American military is now poised to build on the airdrop and deliver weaponry to Syrian rebels if they can demonstrate that they have used it in an effective way against the Islamic State militants." Meantime, Russia's defense ministry claimed Thursday that Islamic State forces in Syria have begun retreating to new positions. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, appears to be on track to win the disputed presidential vote after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted from last Sunday's election, President Conde was set to win an absolute majority. Final results expected later today. This is VOA News.